2024 has been designated the Year of Cultural Exchanges between Canada and the Republic of Korea. The countries are celebrating 60 years of diplomatic relations. What you're hearing now is the National Orchestra of Korea performing at the NAC last week at the first official event to mark the beginning of the Year of Cultural Exchanges. CHUO was able to attend the event, where the orchestra of some 50 musicians illuminated the stage with traditional Korean instruments that have been developed and preserved over a long history. Zithers like the gayageum, bamboo flutes, haegeum, and drums made for a range of experiences, slow and rhythmic, and also bright and fast. These performances were conducted by Choi Chi-sung, the artistic director of the National Orchestra of Korea. He guided the orchestra through music selections from both Canada and Korea, including performances from a master singer of pansori. Pansori is known as a Korean musical storytelling, typically performed by a singer and a drummer. The term comes from the Korean words pan, meaning a place where people gather, and sori, meaning song. Pansori tells these stories through song, dialogue, narration, and gestures with a fan in one hand. Here, Jang Seo-yoon performs Song of Gourd from Hungboga. Hungboga is one of five surviving stories of the Korean pansori storytelling tradition, which originated in the 17th century in southwest Korea. This story centers on a poor family of Hungbu, who tries to survive with kindness despite the harsh conditions of poverty. The good-hearted protagonist cares for a swallow's broken leg and is repaid by the creature with a gourd seed. The seed is planted and yields fruit that contains treasure, rewarding the good nature of the empathetic and impoverished family. In this performance, Seo-yoon repeated a slow sawing motion with her fan in hand as the family cuts open the gourd. The night also saw a performance from Quebec-based soprano Carol Anna Roussel. Thank you. The performances were highly symbolic for Canadian and Korean cultures. Last year, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau released a statement acknowledging the 60 years of diplomatic relations. He writes the relationship between Canada and Korea is, quote, rooted in strong people-to-people ties dating back to the late 19th century. Our friendship was reinforced on the battlefield during the Korean War, end quote. The ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Canada reinforces this notion. According to the embassy, Canada dispatched over 26,000 soldiers to serve in the Korean War, the third largest contribution next to the US and England. The Prime Minister also notes that the relationship has grown closer, from the opening of embassies to the signing of the Canada-Korea Free Trade Agreement. This agreement was signed back in 2014 under the Harper government and was projected to boost Canada's GDP by $1.7 billion and increase Canada's exports to Korea by over 30%. With some 240,000 people of Korean descent in Canada, the country is home to the fourth largest Korean diaspora in the world. As these countries mark 2024 as the year of cultural exchanges, they aim to expand on exchanges between cultural heritage, sports, and the arts. For CHUO, I'm Lauren Rolston.